Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the 7th of May, 2024. The cicadas have arrived down here in my area of North Carolina, but not too many. But I can still hear them singing in the woods, and it's really very pleasant to hear. So they have emerged from either a 10, I guess, or a 17-year sleep, and will probably go back soon enough. But that's the way it is down here. I wanted to read my blog post from the weekend. The title is Healing is Possible, and I hope this speaks to you. I know we all have healing to do. So here goes. Healing is possible. It is occurring at this moment. As you heal, so do those from your past and your future. As they heal, so do you, for all are one. All are connected across time and space. Dear one, as you heal, those in your life, your lineage, also heal. There are no time restraints, for time does not exist other than on this physical plane. Understand that your past, present, and future lives exist simultaneously, across time, across space. You are not only the person you see in the mirror today. You are a culmination of all those parts of your life already lived and soon to be lived. You are one of the multifacets of the Source. You are multidimensional. This human experience is only one portion of your many lives lived. You are connected to all you see before you. When one leaves their physical body, they are not lost, only transformed. Freed to move in spirit form. They continue their existence while staying connected to you, always. Dear one, for these reasons, your healing affects many others. Just as you are aware of tension or joy in a room, so too others feel the effects of your healing. Accepting this truth requires a different perspective than the one you have used all your life. We encourage you to be more aware of the energetic connections you have. Unlike the physical dimension, energy has no boundaries and can effortlessly move across this planet and beyond. It is limitless, as are you. It is time to remember who you truly are and what you can do. That memory is slowly returning. Your physical body has an electrical current running through it. You refer to it as your nervous system, which includes your brain and all the synaptic pulses throughout your body. This is an example of the energetic component of your physical existence. Your thoughts are energy and can travel across continents, across time. Your emotions are magnetic. The phrase, having a magnetic personality, reveals more than you consciously realize. Consider the emotional attractions you have had with others. Like attracts like. If you allow fearful emotions, what do you attract? More fear. If you live a life of love, it will attract more love. It will also help to heal your life and the lives of others. You have subconsciously experienced this all of your life. What would happen if you consciously chose love over fear? What if you became conscious of the words you use daily? Words of anger, self-deprecation, judgment, and fear. You are the creator of your world. You are surrounded by the loving or the fearful energies you project in your thoughts, words, and actions. Change is possible, not only in the present, but also in the past and in the future. For your life is a continuum. It is a trajectory filled with your choices along the way. You are more powerful than you realize, and this is the time to awaken to the possibilities for change in your life and your world. The healing has begun across this physical plane, even though many choose to hold on to their fears of the past. Break free of what has held you back for so long. Choose freedom, choose healing, choose love. And see how your life changes. Change your perspective. Open your eyes to the love and beauty that surrounds you. You are one with the power of love, dearest, dearest one, with all of thee. So encouraging, don't you think, to know that healing is already happening and it is occurring. And I love the fact that if I'm healing others in my life because it's all energy. And we are one. We're one with everybody. And you can feel the tension if you walk into a room. You can feel the joy. And so why wouldn't you feel that a person is healing themselves? You can feel a shift in their energies, in how they respond and how they act and how they hold themselves. These are all telltale signs that things are changing. The world is crazy right now. It's so crazy. But that doesn't mean there aren't plenty of people going through the healing process. And all those people going through the healing process, they're helping everyone else. So I encourage you to just sit back, stop putting yourself down, really be aware of the words that you use, the thoughts that you think. We say things out of habit. Oh, what silly me for doing that. Oh, I'm so stupid sometimes. You stop saying those things. And other, you know, think of another way to say that, or don't say anything similar to that at all. Just be more aware, and also change your perspective on how you see things. We always go one way to look at something, and we just keep focusing on it the same way. Why don't you step back and see if there's another way that you can see things? That's what I have to say. I hope you're well. I hope you're enjoying the spring. And I hope that you will join me in moving forward in life with love and joy. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Till next week. Bye-bye.